Don't sit at the gym. Above all, you are propagating a myth that hurts those who need to transform their bodies to save themselves. You are setting an example. If they come into a gym not really sure where to start and see you lift something 10 times and then have a bout of what can only be called sitting incontinence with your digital dingleberry, the newcomers will start thinking that sitting and resting is part of exercise and begin their exercise by sitting for 95% of their stay. Sitting is the worst of it, but also muscle isolation is really bad. It slows you down from 2 years to absolute success to about 40 years. Heck, performing standing exercises with cable machines, where you work 3 muscles at a time of 1 arm, also does very little and should be avoided at all costs. If you use a single machine for 3 or 4 hours a day, you will get what you are asking for. 4 or 6 muscles here and there. And you will not look like a bodybuilder. It will not look very good. Muscle isolation, sitting down, working 1 arm at a time, or the worst of all, laying down, is all really bad. If you do ignore this advice, please be super careful. Take plenty of photos and ask around how you look. What you really need is motion, and you know it. Constant full body motion of twisting and turning, where you don't even stand in one place. In fact, standing in one place will mess with your circulation. You have to move your legs and torso. Do not stabilize. You must flex. To be precise, you should power walk and twist and turn with dumbbells. Start in the beginning of the rack as well, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. In the beginning, you will not have the endurance to lift for very long, but so as long as you are constantly extending your endurance, you can stop and end your exercise after 15 or 20 minutes, then rest, eat something healthy, and do it again. You really need to aim for 1 hour of motion, and you can't count any rest that you may do. At first, it won't matter that you take a break in the middle, or even 2, so as long as you aim to eliminate them. And later, as your endurance expands to cover multiple hours, you won't need to rest. If you start with power walking and the lightest of dumbbells while cycling standing dumbbell exercises, namely dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and the mighty overhead shoulder press, and please understand that because you are working on different muscle groups, you are actually letting one muscle group rest while working another. That is how you can exercise simply non-stop without any distractions. You should be able to quickly get to 1 hour non-stop with the lightest of dumbbells. And just a moment that you can handle 1 hour really well, you go up in dumbbell weight. Please, go up only by 2.5 pounds rather than 5. Give your body time to adapt. By the time you are power walking with 7.5 pounds, you may consider safely jogging with dumbbells, which will use up your fat reserves. Or just head straight to the gym and keep going up in weight, even if you have to slow down a little, certainly at first. That will grow muscle. And yes, Eventually, you will not be able to power walk very quickly. But then, you start pushing anew. Close those rest gaps again. Use an interval timer to make sure that you are always lifting for longer. Your body will adapt anew. Once you are working out with 20 pounds per hand, you will see what a terrible idea muscle isolation is. Oh my. You will have huge legs, precisely because you're moving back and forth with dumbbells. Large abdominal muscles, really powerful back, because you're always twisting and turning. This is no joke. Your back will simply never bother you. Never at all. Your shoulders will be huge, but also in proportion to your body, meaning that the rest of your body will grow as well. You may not be able to see it at first. And of course, biceps and arms will be extremely strong and very, very powerful. Now that you start in the beginning and give your body time to adapt, the only other reason why you would ever need to sit is boredom. And that you eliminate by lifting to the beat of music. Not just listening to music while you are working out, but actually hitting every beat. One beat up, next beat down. Starting with songs at about 95 beats per minute. Once you see what you once thought would take years, now taking weeks or months, you will swiftly become very outspoken about not sitting and by extension influence people new to the gym and help them see that they have to keep moving non-stop, twisting and turning to the rhythm and with manageable dumbbells that your body can handle. Not so light that you can lift more, but never so heavy that you are forced to stop.